afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. When a star goes supernova, the common understanding is that it explodes to such an extent that its brightness will dominate the night sky. In fact, supernovas can even be seen during the daytime. One supernova bright enough to be seen in the daytime sky was in 1572, but this was quite faint and recorded by an astronomer, Tycho Brahe, and it was from his publication that the word nova was coined. The most recent daytime supernova was in 1604, also reported by an astronomer, Johannes Kepler. A supernova appeared in the southern constellation of Lupus during the year 1006. This was the brightest recorded star ever to appear in the night sky and was widely reported throughout the Earth. Since we started using telescopes, many more have been seen. We estimate they will occur in our galaxy once every 50 years, but they can be seen throughout the universe and are useful to help astronomers measure distance, among many other things. So why am I mentioning this now? Well, the star Betelgeuse in Orion's shoulder, usually the 11th brightest star in the sky, has recently dimmed. We know quite a lot about stellar behaviour and why stars evolve the way they do. They are big chemical factories whose chemistry follows more or less predictable and understandable patterns. The fact that this has been dimming and recently stopped dimming means it could be a signal that it's ready to explode. The 8.5 million year old star, which is part of the Orion constellation, has been one of the most recognizable stars in the sky because of its brightness and red color. But this recent dramatic fading has prompted scientists to suggest that the star might be entering a pre-supernova phase. If the star does become a supernova, Betelgeuse would likely be as bright as or even brighter than the moon for weeks. It's not surprising that the extremely massive star, which is likely about 20 times the mass of the Sun, has been dimming, because it's a variable star, meaning its brightness naturally shifts, something that scientists have observed for decades. The star has been classified a red supergiant star because of its size. However, with this recent dimming, the star's brightness kept on going down beyond the limits of what scientists expected. At 642.5 light-years from Earth, it would be the closest supernova observed and recorded by humans, which is a lot closer than the Crab Nebula, which is 6,523 light-years from Earth and is the result of a supernova reported to have taken place in 1054. This also means that if we see Betelgeuse explode tonight, the supernova really took place over 600 years ago and we're only just seeing it now. Astronomical timescales are just that, they're astronomical, so it could go supernova any time from now until about 100,000 years hence, which is rather longer than a human lifetime, so don't hold your breath. This star has inspired many cultural works, perhaps because of its name and brightness. Humbert Wolff wrote a poem about Betelgeuse, which was set to music by Gustav Holst. A Blur song mentions it, and two American Navy ships were named after it. In 1979, a French supertanker named Betelgeuse exploded, discharging oil and killing 50 people in what was one of the worst maritime disasters in Ireland's history. And lastly, Ford Prefect, a character in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, was from a planet near Betelgeuse. Well, you wouldn't wish to be anywhere near a star going supernova. The original star either collapses to a neutron star or black hole, or is completely destroyed. The peak optical luminosity of a supernova can be comparable to that of an entire galaxy before fading over several weeks or months. No, best to stay well away. Well, at this time, when this broadcast goes out, I should be on my way or at Leeuwenbosch-Fontein at the Southern Star Party, and this is a gathering of astronomers and our telescopes for the weekend where we geek out. So hopefully I'll be able to report on that next week. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.